So earlier in September, you mentioned Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials moved a golden eagle's nest into the Fills World area. But you've told us since then that you trust when they say that they don't move those nests. What I'm wondering is, are you still saying that somebody still deliberately moved an eagle's nest into the Fills World area?
I guess what I'm saying is that if you read the paragraph that is in the environmental assessment on page 22 on the second paragraph, it actually reads that somebody moved, the way that I take it is it looks like the landowner might be the one that moved the nest. If the nest wasn't moved, it's not very clear in the paragraph.
So in one of our earlier stories, we did clarify with the folks who wrote that paragraph, and they basically said that it was an eagle who moved the nest, although not the nest physically. The eagles just move between different nests. Do you have other evidence that there was an eagle's nest that got moved?
Well, I would like them to show the evidence, because if that is true, then that means that the eagle abandons the nest. And if the nest has been abandoned, I had our GIS look up how many houses were built in 2010 around the Fills World proposed expansion, and I found two. I drove by both houses without trespassing on the county road, and I didn't see an abandoned eagle's nest. So I was wondering if there would be somebody that could enlighten me and show me the abandoned eagle's nest. Also, in that, as conversations have continued, they said that the existing eagle's nest, or the new nest, is in poor condition and has never been visited by an eagle for at least 2 years. So I'm trying to figure out why they would do a half a mile of buffer when, according to the law with eagles, the activity of the bikes and hiking would not interfere with the eagle.
Sure. So it sounds like this issue might be a little bigger than just an eagle's nest. I'm sensing a little tension between public lands officials and the county commission. Is that fair to say?
Well, I don't think that I think it's all about the eagle's nest and doing what's right. So are you doing a half-mile buffer zone because of an eagle, or do you have an alternative motive to do a half-mile buffer zone?
What could one of those motives be, for example?
I have no idea, but I would wish that they would talk to their local officials and enlighten them.
When you say enlighten them, what do you mean?
Well, tell us what's going on. Why are you doing a buffer zone of a half a mile when a commissioner from Virginia told us that the law, once it'd been threatened, that the studies have proved that trails do not interfere with the eagles. Human walking and bicycle traffic do not interfere with the nesting of the eagle.
How much have you reached out to the BLM or other public lands officials to ask what might be going on?
We've only communicated in meetings, and that is as far as the conversation has went.
How do you feel about those conversations?
Well, the last meeting that we had, we asked if we could see the scientific data, and that's what's so important about this, is if you are going to make a judgment call with an eagle, then you have to have scientific data. And according to the paragraph, it says that it's hearsay from a landowner, and that is not considered as scientific data.
I see. What is the best thing that BLM officials could do at this point?
They could invite the county commissioners and show us the abandoned eagle's nest. They could also provide us with the scientific data that suggests that the bike trail should have a half-mile buffer from an eagle's nest that isn't even being occupied. And they can cite the law that shows, because the only law that they could use is that the eagle would be disturbed. The rest of the law reads if it's been shot, if you shoot one, if you destroy a nest. So the only part of the law that would apply is the one that if the eagle is going to be disturbed by the trail.
Okay. Commission Chair Sukla, thank you very much for coming on the program.
All right. Thank you, Austin.